This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, an important new book that exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
When I went to college, the principal interaction of men and women was called the date. A man would phone and invite a girl to be his guest for supper or to go to the movies. She would accept. They would have an enjoyable evening. He would pay the cost and then see that she got home safely. Maybe there would be a goodnight kiss at the door. The New York Times had a recent article stating that dating is now obsolete. Dating has been replaced by hanging out or hooking up. In this new world of internet posts and commitment-free sex, there are no clear rules. We can blame a lot of this change on the feminist movement. Feminism has frowned on old-fashioned courtship and taught young women there's something humiliating about a man buying a girl's dinner. Many young men today are afraid to ask a girl for a date. Some young women have begun to believe girls can get through life without men. Feminism has taught them that men are not really necessary after all. The disappearance of dating is a problem for young people of both genders who find it nearly impossible to find a spouse. But young women have biological clocks, and they can't wait forever if they want to have a family. Traditional dating worked to their advantage. The custom of restricting access to themselves gave women a tremendous amount of power. Men were forced to work to pursue women. Traditional dating also showed women which men were capable of supporting a family, and that's what she ought to know before she starts a serious relationship. What men want from women is sex and their own children, and women hold all the cards to set the term of a relationship. The best way for women to fix this situation is to insist on the traditional rules and even on old-fashioned courtship. Traditional dating and courtship were a very good pathway to marriage, and that's what we need more of today.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. The new book by Suzanne Venker and Phyllis Schlafly, The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. For more on the book or to join the blog conversation, go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness. Without these qualities, life will be violent, and all will be lost. Do not despair, the hate of men will pass, and dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Let us all unite! Let us fight for a new world, to do away with greed. Now let us fight to free the world, to fulfill that promise. Let us all unite!
Welcome once again to the Corporation Nation radio program. I'm Clint Richardson, your host. It is December 16th today. Monday, December 16th, that is. My guest today is, he's one of the few people that I hold in very, very high esteem. Someone who is walking the walk and talking the talk. He is a rarity among men, a true man, and if you will, one of the true, and it's tough to say that you're an outlaw, Hal, but, you're trying to be. You're trying to actually, as a minor, Hal Anthony tries to actually go according to the mining law of 1966, that original mineral estate, which we're going to explain a little bit here, tries to be a true man of the land, claiming mineral estate, claiming the land for himself. And he started a little thing called the Jefferson County Mining District, or the Jefferson Mining District, excuse me, which for miners, according to the code, which I understand, is a self-governing district, or it's supposed to be. Now, Hal's been in and out of court so many times, I don't know how to count, trying to defend the right of men, not only himself, but his fellow compatriots in the mining district there, and for anyone who wishes to claim a mineral estate. Welcome to the show, Hal. Again, one of my, if you will, and I know you'll be humble and all that, but you're one of the heroes out there, one of the unsung heroes that really needs to be talked about, that your information needs to get out there. So welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, and I do appreciate you inviting me here. And I don't know, I didn't come from this side. It's almost an embarrassment to me to be esteemed in any regard, except that I do know that the knowledge that we need to have is so far away, that we have such a great work that in bringing back the memory of what we haven't been told, it's kind of placed me in a unique position, if nothing else. And I'm with you that I was kind of called and told by people around me to come to a bigger forum, and the internet at the time offered broadcasting networks, and I went into my first one to start getting the message out to more people. And really, it's just the memory of law, and there's an objective basis about it. It's not the rule of law, but in fact, it's something more substantial, and that substantiveness of that has been stolen from us.
Well, let's talk about, first of all, H.R. 365 in the 39th Congress first session. I was in the Senate of the United States July 19th, 1866, and it was passed. And really, it's called the Mineral Grant. It was under the Public Lands Committee. And it says basically that I'm just going to read this verbatim. It says that the mineral lands of the public domain, both surveyed and unsurveyed, are hereby declared to be free and open to exploration and occupation by all citizens of the United States and those who have declared their intention to become citizens, subject to such regulations as may be prescribed by law, and subject also to the local custom or rules of miners in the several mining districts, so far as the same may not be in conflict with the laws of the United States. So it goes on to basically say that a miner is, as I said, I guess the best way to describe a miner technically without bringing a negative connotation to that would be an outlaw, someone who decides to govern themselves, to take care of their own little part of their claimed land, and to start a community of miners called a district that can protect each other. And basically, the law, which again is H.R. 365, where is this codified?
Well, that's again, and you've just said so much. We would take days to go almost every word. When you get into law, almost every word you said meant something very comprehensive. Yeah. The law that was enacted in 1866 was the culmination of a lot of infighting, no much different than we hear today in Congress. In fact, it was going to go. That law was a substitution law. It was called a gut and stuff. That the proponents of mineral estate conveyance, won the day against an adversary of the day who didn't want that, who wanted to continue the lease, the failed lease positions that were the government was doing. And it was, again, as you leave open too much, it was open to a lot of criminality and frauds. So a lot of the mining law is really any amendments, if there could have been anything, were really to try and limit the fraud. But that law was amended. It has not been amended in whole. There's two provisions that I've found that have to be maintained throughout the mining law because it's a property conveyance law. And it was amended in 1870 by the Placer Act. The 1866 Act devoted itself to rock in place, so that what most people know of as hard rock. But there was found that the gravels that come from the hard rock in place were called placers. Those were valuable also. And essentially, the law gets amended again to verify that and to expand the grant of the mineral estate to other minerals that were first described in 1866. And they amend the 1866 with the 1870, and then they amend it again in the 1872 Act that most everybody probably has heard about, that everyone seems to focus on. But that's really the culmination of the mining law to the present day of all the prior rights and the conveyances that happened prior. And that included the expansion of the 1866 to include all valuable mineral deposits, whether they be lode or in placer, in what you call the aggregate form, the broken up rock form. But it's not aggregate. This is where we start getting into very specific delineations in soil that everyone has to keep track of, that forms the basis of law, of property and soil law in this nation that was supposed to be so very well protected. That I got evidence of in Hernando de Soto's book in 1865, The Mystery of Capital. They had the elite, the globalists, the economists of the world had figured out how to destroy America, and they ended up doing it, as I can see, by diminishing the ability for those property titles to be given law. And this is where the law, not the rule of law, not the rule interpreting the law, but the law itself is very powerful, and it gives us I call it the bright line. Once you understand the mining law, which is it's not just about mineral estate, it's about your highways. The government doesn't make the highways, the people do. That was an acknowledgement. The water, the government doesn't own the water. It's to the appropriated.
very specific conditions that are now adulterated as we get into various forms of adulterations through to today, which I have looked back in my studies to gain the memory of what that was and brought it till today. And I'm being, on one hand, people don't understand me when I speak about this because we're so divorced from the law and the remedy. But also I'm vilified on the other hand about the agencies in the world that don't want you to know of this very important topic that delineates so much about international law and your independence of government.
Oh, absolutely. All right. Well, we'll be back, folks. Stay with us. We're going to talk a little bit more about the mining law, and then we're going to get into the Lieber Code today. Hal is very, very informed on that. And I've got some questions myself about that. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Woo. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
All right, welcome back, folks. Again, we're here with Hal Anthony from the Jefferson Mining District. Hal, now this whole mining act it went sort of hand in hand with the concept of homesteading as well. Now, there's a certain that I want you to make clear to people. I want you to make clear there's a certain hierarchy of the importance of the use of land. And that was generally, in days perhaps more fair, that was generally designated as the top priority of the land. In other words, if there be gold under them there hills, that was the primary or top spot for that land. If it could be if it could be used as agriculture, where the mineral estate does not necessarily yield a massive amount of minerals, then there would be that hierarchy of agriculture, in other words, farming of that land, and then it went down from there. But what's happened is that governments come along now and put pieces of paper on top of the land and called it real estate, and sort of has really altered or harmed the natural procession that we're talking about of importance. So where does mining, considering that, again, the farm I've been working on has slowly been eminent domained to build such things as community centers and schools, whereas, you know, the obvious importance of farming would be much more important in the procession that we're talking about. So where does mining actually fall in that that order of importance?
Well, it falls into the national defense and strategic defense importance. It's the highest level of use of land that could be had in land and soil. And the, in fact, the surface estate that you're talking about, the agriculture, was actually well established, but it was only to the surface estate and not the complete soil. And in that act, they reserved the mineral estate. And the mineral estate never transfers in conveyance, land conveyances, unless expressly, at least from the government to the first patentee, unless it's expressly stated. So the there is a hierarchy, very much so. Not only in the estate that you're speaking of, but also the chronological use and disposal of that land, and then those classes have hierarchies. So keeping it as simple as possible without diminishing people's need to know the importance. Don't rely on me to tell you. Take the words I use and go research for yourself the importance, so you understand this. These are very basic concepts that will give you literally the foundation of the law of the land. And the mineral estate is called the dominant estate. It isn't without its own servitude to surface support such that there might be conveyed away from the dominant estate or the mineral estate. But it is the dominant estate and has priority use over any other use of the land. The surface estate, which you would identify as agriculture, would come in, and as long as there's no mineral claim or the reserved minerals were not reserved to that disposal to agriculture, they would have the next authoritative use. Over each one could be any public domain easement, which is actually called a highway and not an easement per se, as I was hearing you discuss the term easement. That's not actually it is an easement, but it's not applied to the highway, which is actually made by the people in construction underneath the same act of 1866, and which still stands today, except the agencies will tell you it doesn't after 1976.
Well, so what the hell happened to the concept that there was this hierarchy of land? How did they get around that? In other words, how do they get around that, especially under eminent domain procedures?
Well, this is if you make a comment for 3 minutes, we could spend literally a whole show talking about the intricacies. And this is what really, in a way, it frustrates me, but in a way, it excites me, because as you're talking, I'm going, well, yeah, well, there's all these available. Well, for agriculture, I don't know why someone didn't go back, and not to say this is the answer, but it's a way to start, someplace to start. In the agricultural domain, theft is what I would consider it. The owners of that have not sat down and tracked their holding to an assignment as based on the patent of first disposal by the government.
And when they didn't do that, they accepted that they only held an interest, which is actually the real property. We got to be very careful about our terms. It is not real estate actually that we hold as a mineral estate grantee. Although they call it that in state law, now we get into the problem of statutory construction. What they call a servitude or a deed on land is real property. There's a distinction between real property, which is taxable, it's a property interest held less than fee simple, and that which is held fee simple, which is these mining properties and or these patent properties. And so I would be interested to see whether or not, and a lawyer can't do this, a lawyer won't do this, because that is the main obstruction to answer your question. What has happened? What has happened is the Bar Association, essentially, with its oppression and occupation of our judiciary, has moved a UN agenda forward that diminishes, that denies property in everybody. And by denying the property, it also dishonors the grantor, United States of America, in its disposal properties, evidenced by the patent, which are fee simple holdings, not less than fee simple real property. And this is really the main crux of what's going on. And so getting back to your agriculture, if they were to insert that the imposition by the government, the local government, was contrary to the disposal that local government gave up in its admission acts or in its act enactments, state enactment provisions, then I think they would have a lot better standing to walk in and say, no, you can't use eminent domain on this. This would violate the grant for which it was disposed under. You can't do that. The grantor has to come in and protect me now. So there's a double violation.
Well, this requires people to get off their butts and act. That's what you're saying.
Right. And, you know, if you listen, you know, I do my broadcast on realliberty.com and every Sunday, and I'm behind the woodshed. I try to bring these principles behind the woodshed to tell people, and I say all the time, this is not, I'm known now, in fact, it's been reflected back to me and other people, knowledge is not power. It's knowledge applied that's in power, and I mean knowledge properly applied, actually, is power. You can sit around with all the knowledge in the universe and contemplate your navel, and you're not powerful. You have to do. You can't try, you have to do. And this is my main frustration, that people just can't listen to programs like yours or like mine and think they know and think that they're going to get along. This is an active world, and we have to be active in our rights. The Supreme Court just told us you can't remain silent on your right to remain silent. Everything requires an assertion of a right, if you will. A right, and I say the right, I use the right in two different ways. You've been showing the privileged side. But the word right, as we identified in the Declaration of Independence, is capitalized, and you'll find out that means property. Now We're back to where I talk about the property is now. What property in the United States is about title. Who's got it? And when you got a comprehensive property like a mineral estate grantee holds underneath the Act of Congress of 1866, amended by 1870, amended again to 1872, we hold a relationship on top of that. It's not just the minerals. This is a fascinating study on the hierarchy of power. People may or may not understand the gold that a miner who mines gold, and there's all other valuable minerals that can be mined, the miner who holds gold holds real estate in their pocket. They hold the land in their pocket. It's a property. And so there's a relationship here between the grantor of that and the party who accepted it. It's not just this antiquated act. It acts today. It's called a present law. It's not an old law. It's like the Constitution's present. If we could get the occupying force that's over us from oppressing us without it.
Sure. So in other words, it's a parental state of the land. You're no longer asking government to protect you per se, only to do its job of protecting the integrity of the United States. So, all right, we'll be back. And I want to know the difference between a mining association and a mining district. I think there's a little confusion there. We'll be back. Stay with us.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN4All.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive to encourage listener support. For donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
My neighbor, welcome again to this neighborhood. I'd like to show you something. You know what this is? Maybe if I press this button.
Imagine every person that you see is somewhat different from every other person in the world. Some can do some things. Some can do others. Did you ever think of the many things you've learned to do? Many things you've learned. Did you ever grow anything in the garden of your mind? You can grow ideas in the garden of your mind. It's good to be curious about many things. You can think about things and make believe. All you have to do is think and they'll grow.
I guess it would be improper to interrupt the great and creepy Mr. Rogers like that, so I apologize. But we are here today with Hal Anthony, the Jefferson Mining District. I guess the best way to describe Hal is a legal researcher, a crusty old salty miner. And, of course, he was doing that when I was still, I would have been... I would have been just out of high school, probably when Hal really started getting into this, which is an amazing thought. He's been doing this since before we had the ease of computers, so I actually consider myself fairly lucky to have all of this information at my fingertips. And again, someone I highly respect. I don't know whether to honor or to curse him for gouging me to keep going in my own research and discovering the tyranny that we're going to be talking about today, which is the Libra Code. I did have one more question for you, strictly for the people out there who are listening. One, what is the difference between joining, say, the Gold Prospectors of America or some other mining type of association, and joining or becoming a part of a nitty-gritty mining district? And do you recommend discovering what you've discovered with the criminal syndicate that you're dealing with the Bar Association? Do you recommend people getting, if people want to truly experience the thought the concept of actually being the owner of the estate, of the land, which is something that people in this, you know, day and age do not understand what that means. Do you recommend people go through what you've gone and what other people are going through to become a miner and join a district like yours?
Well, again, your one question's full of response. I just to go digress a little bit before, I want to thank you again for inviting me. It's just a mutual admiration society because you came into this so recently, and what you've done in that short time has just amazed me. And it was one of those things that you were offering a natural place to put knowledge that I had found, and you could pick it up and run with it. It was like handing a well-trained fullback with a ball and crunch through the line and make your touchdown. It's been a pleasure to do that also and be a part of work. Those small times and parts that I contribute, watching what you do is amazing. And then to watch what other people can do with it is even why I'm even into making the information available that I've had to read. And absolutely, I say all the time, get the black and white in your eyes. Every one of us has the responsibility, at least to ourselves. I'm not saying anybody can choose that, but that's what we should. I think we ought to do it. We have responsibility to ourselves to know. And I can tell you that there's a deception around us, that the reality that you're looking at is filtered through the eyes that they gave you, the flat or rose-colored glasses they gave us. And each of the listeners has to read the black and white and critically think again about what they're looking at. The journey that I've been over for three or so decades. And that's what I started to get focused on this, because I got violated by my utopian notion of what America was supposed to be. Actually starts when I was a little tyke, with a family that was in mining. And I, by the age of 10, I'm designing systems of extraction for mercury, which just a couple of years later becomes under attack by the environmentalists, which we now find out is a big scam, just like all the other ones, when you find out that's the starting of how the environmental movement and fraud starts to diminish and destroy the country and America and property and wealth. And so,
well, there's no other way to get rid of those pesky miners who claim the actual lawful, deed title to the land, other than to say, oh, you're killing a squirrel that exists in the billions within the Earth's population, right? Or you're harming them, you know, downstream, right?
Worse, they say that this the billions of squirrels, this one over here has a spot on its side, and then that makes a whole new species, which is not. But no, this is I have to give credit where credit's due on the what I call the enemy. These people are insane. Literally, it's biocentrism. We could go another game. Just that word alone, we'd throw it through four or five shows. This is a religion. It's been proven such. It's part of the Jefferson Mining District's lawsuit. The state itself brought up climate change. Climate change has been proven fraud. It's been declared in a religion, even if it's not a fraud. And we got to go to sustainable development through the state's utility of the term climate change to show this entire imposition is a fraud. And let me just give you the people the idea here. How easy it becomes to really discuss this. When you get down to the foundation of the land and you get around to the point of what is a material process by which the government can come to take under eminent domain, you'll find when you read for yourself the black and white that states that you cannot take an aesthetic as a public purpose and public use to destroy land underneath eminent domain. When you understand that, you understand that everything an environmentalist talks about, and you have to understand miners are really original environmentalists in some level.
You had to love your land, in other words.
Well, that's why, and that exactly. you end up taking care of what feeds you. And I know it looks destructive at one level, and the big miners are the ones that everybody, the corporate miners are the ones that the independent miner gets blamed for. But, and certainly there could have been better knowledge that we now know that we would do. And that in fact, we, as my partner and I on our mining claim, we're looking out for the trees. We're looking at how do we develop our property to maintain the livelihood without destroying it. Because I'll tell you what, I don't like working out in the summer sun. I love the trees around me. It's a whole different environment. So we work real hard, but that's a whole other discussion and a whole other show. But coming back to the foundation of the land, when you find out that they can't use aesthetics to steal your land under eminent domain, that answers a ton. That eliminates everything on that regard. So this is very important. And so let's get it to the district. I didn't make the district. I became the memory of why a mining district was what it was powerful for, why they went into disuse, that they were still recognized by Congress. They're not recognized. They're acknowledged. It's even more powerful. They're acknowledged to have done what they did to aid the extraction of minerals in the country, and Congress recognized that. Recognition is a different thing. Acknowledgement is a totally more powerful situation. And what you read that right in the beginning of the broadcast under the 1866, that the laws of the miners would be respected. Well, those laws were among groups of miners who were property owners by the acceptance of the grant. It's not just a permission or license. This is a grant, a disposal of the public domain. Just like you read in the beginning of the 1866, it's the public domain that's being disposed, not public lands, not federal lands or acquired lands. It's public domain. Everything disposed is public domain. The person, I just insulted a whole lot of people, men and women.
I don't know if it's on my end or it sounds like your audio is going out a little. Let's try again here.
Okay, well, just maybe.
There you go. That's better.
Maybe it's just too much bandwidth. As we said, I'm looking right now. I don't see a problem at my end, but it could be. But so we have this public domain that's disposed, and it's disposed singularly to anyone who accepts the grant of that land and disposal power under congressional grant. And in that grant of 1866 and subsequently amended, it acknowledges of mining districts. Now, mining districts, I helped with 200 other mineral estate grantees to create. A mining district is recognized in federal statute as a foreign state. That's the biggest distinction I can tell you right there, that a mining district is a government in a limited subject matter jurisdiction that pertains only to those that are part of the district. And so how a mineral estate grantee who accepts the grant of uncommon minerals, makes a location of uncommon minerals, can empower themselves is to join with any mining district that's active. And I'll just tell you, we were probably the only real active pushing the law back active of any district that might be available.
Well, they're the only ones that actually have someone like you making all these efforts too, probably.
Well, and that's the truth. And I get close to feeling uncomfortable to say that it's kind of on my research and nowhere else, but it is. A lot of other people who claim to be district status are actually functioning as an association and or they accept the services of a bar member who, if makes no sense to me, we identified as being an oppressor and an obstructor.
Oh, all right, Hal, we will continue this, and then again, we'll get into the Libra code here. Stay with us, folks. With schools, media, money, and meds, we control every aspect of your life through ideological hegemony. But if you think you need guns to stop tyranny, then what you waiting for? We've already stripped you of your liberty, privacy, civil rights, and dignity. You want some more?
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at stemgevity.com today. That's STEMGEVITY. StemGevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs StemGevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It is like a finger pointing away to the moon. Don't concentrate on the finger or you will miss all that heavenly glory.
Empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Water, water, like water, like water, like water. Water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend. Water never goes stale. So you gotta just keep on flowing, keep on flowing. So you gotta just keep on, just keep on. Under the sky, under the heaven, there is but one family. Do not believe in styles. Styles separate man. It's a process of continuing growth. Process of continuing. Empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Water can flow, or it can cram. Empty your mind, be formless, shapeless, like water. Be water, my friend.
Hey, Board Op must be busy, because my music just keeps playing. Which, you know, all right. Well,
I have to say that Boswell did a really good job on that. So at some level, I don't know that it's too bad to hear it.
Yeah,
really intrigued by his stuff.
Yeah, good stuff. Melody Sheep. We're here with Hal Anthony today, and we're talking about the Jefferson Mining District. Now, Hal, obviously, you know, the answer to the question of whether you recommend this or not is yes, everybody should be getting off their butts to do something. Let me give an example, folks, of how ridiculous our nation has become. Now, for those of you that are familiar with the Fox channel, the Fox debauchery channel, their little cartoons that they play, one of them is called Family Guy. Now, Family Guy is a very good example of how what Walter Burian of Kefir1.com says has usurped the minds of men in this nation, and that is that we are masterfully entertained. Here's the perfect example. Now, they killed off the main character in Family Guy. His name was Brian, and he was a talking dog, very much a liberal, drove a Prius, and, you know, was quoting lots of liberal, and I use the word liberal with caution because, of course, the concept of liberal was actually quite different than what we say it is. But they killed off Brian in an episode, and they replaced Brian with a new talking dog, and everybody hated it. 5 million viewers of The Family Guy boycotted Fox, or at least that time slot, until they brought Brian back. Now Brian is apparently back, according, I guess, last night was his great return after just a couple episodes of missing Brian, the cartoon dog. 5 million people actually got up and boycotted something. They actually got up and with action made a change. Now, can you imagine if those same 5 million people were to actually do something to change the millions of people who are dying from war, from famine, who are being put in prison and made to work illegally, unlawfully, as workers, as prison labor, which is against every possible concept of lawful behavior. Can you imagine? But no. What did they boycott? The death of a cartoon dog. Okay? That's the state of America today. That is how masterfully entertained. Call in and vote for who can sing the best. Call in and vote for who can dance the best. Meanwhile, people like my guest today are fighting the real battles, not only for himself, but on behalf of everyone out there. He's a true unsung hero, and it just disgusts me to know that the people are controlled in the way they are. So I just wanted to throw that out there, just to give you an idea of the dichotomy of what's happening here. Now, Hal, what is the difference between an association of mining and a district?
Okay, with respect to the law, and again, absolutely, people have to mobilize on their, and I call it their own, to find their passion and mobilize upon that. And if they don't have an idea, they need to find someone who's with doing that subject matter and help them until they find their own feet, so to say, so they can run their own race. But the district, difference between a district and associations are kind of legal in a way. Just read the law, the black and white. Congress acknowledges the mining districts, and mining districts for governments for miners. The mineral estate grantees, as I've identified them now, because it was a very special part of the mineral estate that was granted, not the entire mineral estate. For most people, you would understand that the energy minerals like oil and gas are not the granted minerals. The sand and gravel is not the granted minerals, unless that sand is of a very special quality to make it a valuable deposit. So these are the people, the men and women, and actually people that were had less capacity, that were actually less than legal age limit. There was no discrimination from anybody obtaining the grant of the mining law, which is a fascinating thing. There has been no discrimination that the normal society has seen in the mining law for against women, or call them advisedly children and people of lesser capacity. All you had to do was do what the grant said, and you accepted it, and the conveyance happened immediately.
The people got together to protect themselves, and they made rules amongst themselves, which were defined, these governments that they put together were called mining districts, and they came by many different names. And they established a territory. An association, in distinction, is a legal entity under the statute laws of a state, not underneath a grant disposal, not by the authority of Congress, not acknowledged by Congress, which is strictly follows the state law for such an entity to be created. And the members of that are simply just members of that association like any other corporate legal entity.
So you're basically saying it's artificial. That's the simplest way. One is the land conveyed. One is a paper conveyed.
Well, what the mining district represents is men and women and boys and girls who have accepted have soil that come, and they don't give the soil to the district. They come in mutual representation of themselves to protect themselves, where a legal entity comes by the statute regulations, has to follow the statute regulations, is acknowledged to the limit of the statute of limitations, and no further. It does not have a governmental status. It does not have that power. It does not have the same status within its members. The mining district member is an independent landowner all by themselves. In fact, they are their own district by themselves, if you want to start seeing how powerful this gets, where a mining association member is just a member of a union. You can put a different word on it, another type of legal entity. That hands themselves over to, in some regard, if they call it recreational, which is not mining at all either, that's the other point. They're not, the recreational side, the hobbyist side, has no rights at all, and it has to provide these associations.
No rights at all, just to go out. I mean, it's sort of like getting a license to fish. I mean, you can do it, but it's highly restricted and has nothing to do. Now, what is the word? Explain just real quick, because we're going to go to our long break here, and then we'll take one call. But I think I'm going to maybe not take calls for maybe this show, and we'll have Hal Anthony on the show tomorrow as well. Because we want to go through the Libra code if we can actually get through it.
We'll get there.
What is a conveyance? When you say that the land is conveyed, what it is being conveyed from?
That's the instrument that evidences, and this is really important now. You got it, because everything we do in the soil of the law is referencing a remedy, actually, in a court of law. And so we're really essentially always talking. It's very fascinating what really is implied here and what actually works. In when you deal in land, you're dealing in the proof of it and how to prove it, and that's in a document of title. A conveyance is an instrument which moves that title from one interest to someone else who can hold the interest.
And the original interest is public domain, correct?
It's the property of the disposal of the land, which is being conveyed. And let me just give you another word, which you can readily see. A conveyance, another word, and there's lots of meanings to lots of these words, so you know that. So it's just, we've got to keep a little bit loose. It's called a vehicle. It's the vehicle of transport.
I'm sorry, a vehicle of what?
Vehicle of transfer.
Vehicle of transfer. Okay. Gotcha. All right, folks, stay with us. We're going to switch over the topic now because, you know, around this same time, there was a lot of turmoil going on. And I actually want to ask you, Hal, about this, because really this Mining Act was created after the abandonment of Congress in Day. I mean, so I'm real curious what you're going to say about that, considering the Civil War was happening and the Libra Code, all of the tragedy that was happening at that time. But it was also an abandoned Congress. We'll be back to talk about that.
With financial